It's Marilyn Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. I heard birds tweeting outside my office this morning. If you're like me, the balmy temperatures this week have put some pep in your step and have you scrambling to push the wool turtlenecks to the back of the closet and find spring clothes to wear. Our resident fashionista, Zoe Washington, a fashion editor and CEO of the company Little Bird, a fashion consulting service for teens and tweens, is back with us in the studio. She's been following some of the spring fashion trends. Welcome back, Zoe.
Thank you for having me.
Fashion Week just wrapped up. So, okay, most of us don't follow the runway extravaganza, but these are the most eye-catching, not to mention the most expensive, looks in the world. Zoe, what trends and designs from luxury brands do you expect to influence the more affordable brands?
Well, first of all, if Fashion Week just ended, technically Paris Fashion Week, it is, by all accounts, Fashion Month. It has become a long-haul stretch. There's very few times that it isn't a Fashion Week or month somewhere.
Okay.
So that just wrapped up.
It's a process. It's a way of life.
Yes, exactly. It's a nomadic way of life. But yeah, everything is, it's really interesting to see what's been going on this coming season. And this, again, is for fall 2015. So what's coming out right now that will trickle down are these great, like, 70s-inspired clothing, which we saw this spring. So you'll see that in the stores. If you haven't seen it already now, you'll see it in the coming months. So 70s-inspired maxi skirts, fringe, suede, which people would think is not really useful for spring-summer. But as you can tell, like, with today, it's bright and sunny out, but it's still like a little nippy. So suede is a great thing to turn to. And some peasant blouses, just that whole sort of 70s festival type of look is really huge. And then you're seeing more other more wearable trends. So black and white combos, which I love, because who doesn't like the color black or who doesn't like the color white? Yeah.
Any kind of black and white print? Geometric?
No, geometric is also really big. And it's been a little bit of a mixture of both. So what you're seeing is that designers are really paying attention to what's wearable right now, because there's a great dichotomy that's going on in the luxury sector between clothes for show and clothes, things that people wear. For example, the head designer at Gucci recently was let go. And one of the main complaints that people had is that sales were slow. And that's probably because she was designing for herself, someone who wanted to design great clothes to wear to work. So maybe they didn't sell as well as they needed to, because you have to find that great balance between things that are wearable and things that are eye-catching and that are inspirational and aspirational. So those kinds of trends, like black and white, are seen on the runway, but you will see it in any combo in the stores this spring.
What else this spring?
We're also seeing a great trend of wearable, like great flats. So that's everything from the statement flat. So that's a mixture of metallics or embroidered flats or flats with different embellishments like beads and bedazzlement. And you're also seeing great evening flats, which is a great trend right now. So you can thank Oscar de la Renta for that, because that was such an important trend. And it really is showing how designers are trying to approach how people actually dress in their offerings.
So, for example, do you find yourself actually shortening your pants, your trousers, so that, because presumably the pants you wear with flats have to be shorter than the pants you wear with
heels?
That is
a very good question. You know, I don't know if I've been forced to make that commitment just yet.
It is a commitment.
It is a commitment, because now that I'm thinking about it, that might go alongside the trend of the sort of midi skirt that we're seeing right now. So you don't even have to commit to midi skirts for
spring. Into summer?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. And they will be in light in fabric and very diaphanous, sometimes layered, sometimes lace. But yeah, midi skirts for spring. So that's probably why that trend is popping up, because people don't want to commit to a length for their flats or their heels.
And a midi skirt
with
a flat is a good look.
I think so. I know that some people might find that to be unflattering on some body types, but, you know, that's true with almost any trend. So yeah, that's going to be a really big thing for spring, and I'm very excited about that because I love flat shoes.
On WIPR, this is Marilyn Morning. I'm Sheila Cass, speaking with Zoe Washington, a fashion editor and CEO of the company Little Bird Fashion Consulting Service. Are there any boutiques in or around Baltimore that you can recommend where shoppers can expect to find some of the trends that you're talking about?
Yeah, you know, I love the store Babe. That, to me, is such a great trendy store to go to. You can find great shirt dresses there for spring. And shirt dresses are a big trend right now. So that's something that's incredibly wearable, a little bit menswear inspired, but still has that flirty touch. So think of that oversized, you know, husband or boyfriend evening shirt that you're just sort of appropriating for yourself and belting. I know Babe has some really great pieces for that. And also Brightside. Brightside is like anytime anybody asks me, you know, oh, where did you get this or where did you see? It's always Brightside. I think that they just have really great selection. And they know their audience. They know their customer so well and they really listen to you. So if they see that people are really veering more towards personal jewelry or towards statement jewelry, they change their offerings pretty quickly. So that's so wonderful.
You and I talked, oh gosh, at least a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, about the statement necklace. Is that still trendy?
Will always be around. I mean, somebody will always be the type of person that is more about maybe a pared down way of dressing and that they're going to make their statement with their jewelry. But in terms of trends, actually what you're seeing right now is personal jewelry. So I don't know if you can see it right now, but I have this diamond ear cuff in.
Yes, you do.
It's very dainty, very feminine. And it that kind of entry-level luxury is really big right now. So you're seeing a lot of jewelry designers, like small female-owned and operated jewelry brands that are offering these really great, like semi-precious, fine jewelry lines that's very personal. So it looks like, you know, like a modern twist on something your mom or your aunt might have given you.
Entry-level luxury.
Entry-level luxury.
I love that concept.
Oh, yeah.
Prom season starts next month on into May. And as I understand, this year you'll be hosting a prom tour that travels from malls.
I've done this in the last couple, I think 2-3 years, where I will go to different Macy's around the country, but focusing mainly on the East Coast, and talk to people about prom and style some fashion shows, show them how they can take what's offered on the floor and really change it and personalize it. So, you know, most people, you go prom shopping and you see an array of dresses of like every shade of pink and blue that is imaginable, but you can't really think of how to like make this different because a lot of teens, you know, they don't want to wear the same look as their friends. So, you know, I go and I style, maybe it's a ball gown skirt with a really great crop top or adding a moto jacket or taking a belt and making it a headband, those kinds of things to show them how that they can actually individualize their prom look.
But are there some big trends that were that kids looking for prom dresses are going to be looking for?
Yeah, I mean, blue and yellow are huge colors right now, so we're going to be seeing that everywhere. Sort of safari-inspired looks, which doesn't really sound like a prom thing, but the way that that translates, it's maybe it's a sort of really huge shirt dress that you belt and sort of deck out and make a little bit more formal. We're also seeing that sort of crop top and skirt combo that was really big last spring for day wear translate and trickle into prom. So, again, a big, full, maybe even midi skirt with a crop top is very trendy right now.
Zoe, thank you.
Thank you.
Zoe Washington, a fashion editor and CEO of the company Little Bird, a fashion consulting service for teens and tweens. Zoe will be on the road during prom season, hopping from one mid-Atlantic mall to another. You can read more about it at our website, wypr.org/Marilyn Morning. Marilyn Morning is an original production
of Your Public Radio,
WYPR,
in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Matt Purdy
and Jana McCone.
We have production help from
Estelle Klein
and Catherine Sway.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
Coffee for our guests provided by Zeke's Coffee in Lauraville. On the web at ZEKESCoffee.com.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. On this day in Maryland history, 1911, the first patients, 12 of them, arrived at the Hospital for the Negro Insane of Maryland. It was a psychiatric facility, later known as Crownsville Hospital Center, that served mentally ill African Americans. Overcrowded and underfunded, it became a symbol of the failure of separate but equal facilities. On our website, you can hear our interview earlier this week with Howard Community College students who are researching the lives of some of Crownsville's residents. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend. We're back Monday. Hope you'll join us.